morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. Sorry about that delay. A little bit of a delay there. You're tuned in live this Thursday, October 5th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. Getting crazier all the time. But we knew this was going to happen, didn't we? Bible told us a long time ago this nonsense was coming. And then, back in 1871, Albert Pike wrote his letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, the apocryphal letter, as some are calling it. I call it allegedly spurious, whatever. But that letter outlining three world wars, the first two happened fairly closely to the way the letter was outlined. And folks will say, yeah, but you know what? We can't effectively, with any confidence, trace that letter back to the time that it is alleged to have been written. And I would say, fine, that's fine. But it has been around for, well, at least almost 100 years. We can trace it back to at least the World War II era, let's say. I'd say effectively back to the 1920s. And if that's true, the war that we are concerned with is the third that is outlined in the letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini. And if you look around, if you're paying attention at all today in the world, it would be hard to argue, I would say impossible actually, that the dark forces that we see fomented in that letter are not what we see today. In other words, what Pike allegedly wrote, that's what we see happening today. So the letter, the Third World War specifically, it reads this way in the letter. We must, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur. Are there provocateurs everywhere these days? That's mainstream news. They call it mainstream news. It's not news. Alan Watts right. We lost that a long time ago. Sean Hannity says journalism is dead. What does that make him? I'm always amused these days when he opens, closes, and sprinkles in between with opens with, closes with, and sprinkles in between this sentiment that we're not going to do what everyone else does, the lying liberal media. You know, we're not going to politicize things that shouldn't be politicized. But Sean, like Hillary Clinton, you just did. Like all of the other pundits who say, you know, it's time to set politics aside, and then they politicize whatever politically opportune moment and expedient moment, which is disgusting, by the way. I mean, it's reprehensible. It should be, but that just sounds like a gratuitous soundbite these days, because this is what we do, apparently. This is, you know, I don't want to use the term new normal, because that's an oxymoron, and that's weird too. It's all egregious. I'll leave it at that. So anyway, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur. This is what I keep talking about every day. Balkanization is the order of the day, is it not? Differences caused by the agentur, the provocateurs. They're everywhere. Like I said, it's mainstream news or so-called. And then everyone gobbles it up. This is, I think, kind of what Lark and I were getting at, Lark in Texas, what he was saying essentially yesterday. You can't even watch what is called the mainstream news or the mainstream media, because it's just, it's noise. There's no signal. it's all noise, and it's not just noise. Well, it's actually signal. I shouldn't say that. It's just not the right kind of signal. It's signal that is intended, as we were talking about yesterday, to disrupt. It's kind of like turning up the pitch of a tone to the point that it breaks a window. It sounds like noise, it hurts your ear, but it's actually signal, and it's just a high enough pitch that it destroys the window. That's what's happening in America. What feels like noise is actually signal. It's a point that I was trying to make talking about Hillary Clinton's sound bites, and all of them, really. Hillary Clinton sounds like an idiot talking about silencers and attacking the NRA, which is controlled opposition. But if you look closer, it's diabolically brilliant, because it gets the folks who don't like Hillary, or who, you know, whatever you want to say, we're all off on the wrong track. It creates a red herring discussion. And I guess my point is, again, that sounds like noise, but I think it's a disruptive signal. It is a signal masked or it's, you know, again, it's that astroturfing thing. It's the Machiavellian deception. It's signal masked in what appears to be a stupid remark, because it looks stupid for her to talk about silencers and attack the NRA and to say it's time to set politics aside while she makes a political statement. So it looks dumb, but my conjecture is that it's diabolically brilliant, because it's more effective than if she actually did say something that appeared to be intelligent. Think about it. If she was saying something intelligent as a presumed leader, people look to her as a leader. People, whether they like her or not, consider her a leader. It's a psychological trick that most people don't realize. And so, like all of these technocrats, she presents herself with a certain posture, and people implicitly consider her a leader, whether they like her or not. So she says what she says, and if she would say something intelligent, it would foster intelligent discussion. Does that make sense? People would emulate that. It would breed more of same. It would breed like. If she said something intelligent, it would foster intelligent discussion. I mean, I guess maybe the point is this, and this might be a poor example. There are better, I understand. But generally speaking, does Ron Paul start the kind of brush fires that Hillary Clinton does? No. And it's not because she is more visible than he is. That's not why. It's because generally her sound bites are diabolically brilliant. It's signal intended to disrupt, masked as a completely ignorant remark. And if you pay close attention, you'll see that everywhere. Ron Paul doesn't do that. His sound bites are fairly disarming in that sense. Even though, since we live in this culture that's predominated by the thing that I'm describing, people get a hold of it somehow, somewhere, and it ends up rattling around out in the social media sphere in precisely the kind of fashion that Jaron Lanier wrote about in his book, You Are Not a Gadget, The Manifesto. Remember, I keep referring to the preface of his book. Tell me if this doesn't sound like social media and what happens in social media. He wrote in the preface, it's early in the 21st century, and that means that these words will mostly be read by non-persons, automatons, or numb mobs composed of people who are no longer acting as individuals. That's brilliant. And most people will say, wow, that's really what's going on, man. That's crazy. But, you know, that's been happening for, well, a long time. I mean, we could really, I think, we could probably argue at least 146 years or so, about 150 years. That's been happening. It's certainly been happening since the turn of the 20th century. It's certainly been happening since the FDR era, right? The progressive architects of the early 20th century on forward. Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt. Certainly since Brzezinski, well, David Rockefeller helped Zbigniew Brzezinski start the Trilateral Commission. It's certainly been happening since people have been conditioned to behave this way, but I digress. Continuing, it's early in the 21st century, and that means that these words will mostly be read by non-persons, automatons, or numb mobs composed of people who are no longer acting as individuals. I have to say two things. This is a lament I hear expressed by listeners, and it's a lament. It's painful. I understand. You understand. We experience this every day. These numb mobs composed of people who are no longer acting as individuals. It's heartbreaking. I know you see it. I see it. And I want to say, and I say it from time to time, but I appreciate the opportunity to the privilege, really, to be able to engage in meaningful and what I would consider hopefully constructive dialogue with you, to learn, to grow, to interact with you, the lucid individual. I appreciate it. So thank you for that privilege. Thank you to you, the listener, and to the network, to the folks that work there, and of course to John. But again, I digress. So continuing, these words will be read by non-persons, mostly by non-persons, automatons, or numb mobs composed of people who are no longer acting as individuals. The words will be minced up into atomized search engine keywords with industrial cloud computing facilities located in remote, often secret locations around the world. They will be copied millions of times by algorithms designed to send an advertisement to some person somewhere who happens to resonate with some fragment of what I say. It will be scanned, rehashed, misrepresented by crowds of quick and sloppy readers into wikis and automatically aggregated wireless text message streams. Reactions will repeatedly degenerate into mindless chains of anonymous insults and inarticulate controversies. And that's the point. Doesn't that sound like America today?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up.
Kiss. All right, welcome back.
That good life.
So, hopefully this makes sense. You know, since we, I mean, this is what we're experiencing today, isn't it? Mindless. I mean, look online, anywhere. People have observed that in most cases, although I will say it's interesting to look at certain YouTube videos and other things. I mean, even some of the mainstream press. I need to give people credit, because I think some people are actually paying attention and having some kind of intelligent dialogue, although it's very cynical, I must admit. But who can blame them? Because look what's happening. Just do a search for Las Vegas sheriff. I mean, if you have an opportunity, just do a search for Las Vegas sheriff right now, and you will be shocked at the headlines. Let's see. Fox News, 6 hours ago, Las Vegas sheriff, mass killer likely had some help at some point. And that's based on yesterday's afternoon press conference. Las Vegas sheriff, mass killer led a secret life before attack. We're hearing this again, this kind of nonsense. Sheriff Joseph Lombardo said Wednesday that it was only logical to make the assumption. Are you ready for the leap, the mental leap that we're going to be encouraged to make? Suspension of disbelief. No, it's not. You know what? Set those impossibilities aside. You've been doing it in books and movies and television and video games and everything else for so long. Walt Disney's been conditioning you to do that since, well, from cradle to grave, really. So set your disbelief aside and believe the impossible, the improbable. Sheriff Joe Lombardo said Wednesday that it was only logical to make the assumption that Stephen Paddock had some help at some point in pulling off Sunday's massacre. I'm going to get to that. It's absurd. If you listen to anybody, you listen to the experts that maybe don't know that there's something going, something fishy going on here, and they say, you know, well planned, executed with military precision, et cetera, et cetera. So you're, I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm going to talk about this more in this broadcast, but what you're telling me is that some guy with no experience in this, with no political motive, no political axe to grind, no religious affiliation, decided to spend about $150,000 and plan something meticulously, including planting 3 cameras outside his room, so that he knew exactly when to shoot himself in the head? Oh, sure, that makes perfect sense. It's ridiculous and absurd, the narrative that people are peddling. We'll be right back.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Welcome back. All right, moving on. This is, it's upsetting. But like I said, I appreciate the opportunity and the privilege to be able to do this, I suppose. I will just say that. And really, it is a privilege. It's cathartic. At some point, at some level, it's cathartic. And then because it feels at times like such an exercise in futility, it becomes very frustrating. But I digress. I still appreciate it. I'm still very appreciative for the privilege, because it is. But so kind of backing out of this rabbit hole, I'm talking about Pike's letter. The apocryphal letter, allegedly spurious, as I would say. And we can trace it back to the early 20th century, which is long enough, far enough to talk about the Third World War and say, gosh, that's interesting. Every part of the letter is playing out just as written. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Agent Tour, which is what I'm talking about. This is what's happening. And, we've been conditioned in Bernaysian fashion, if you will, in Russellian fashion. Remember the impact of science on society, that Bertrand Russell wrote, in which he mentioned that diet injections and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them that they're so. The populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. When the technique has been perfected, every government that has been in charge of education for a generation will be in control of its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. We are there now, even though the press will tell you the the propaganda machine, I should say, the Orwellian mini-true, will tell you essentially that there's crime everywhere. It's worse than ever. Statistically, by the numbers, in almost any category, you can see that crime's actually down. It's been down over the last 40 years. But there's this focus on it now, and because information is more instant and global in nature, so to speak, even though it's compartmentalized in precisely the fashion that folks like Richard and Gardner wrote about in The Hard Road to World Order back in 1974, when he wrote, you know, we need to all work together all around the globe in secret and make sure that we compartmentalize information so that, you know, only the people who we want to see certain information see what we want them to see and get. That's paraphrasing, but read it for yourself. You'll see what I'm talking about. And he wasn't the only one. There are others. So anyway, Bertrand Russell tells us how a scientific dictatorship would function or operate, what it would look like. And that's precisely what we have today. The populist will not be, it doesn't know how its convictions are generated. Ask anyone, okay, that's interesting. How did you come to that belief? How did you come to that conviction? Wherever it is, whether it's this Las Vegas incident, for example, or it's their religious belief, ask them, what is the basis for your faith, for example? Sadly, most people today have no idea. They don't. And I'm not being mean. It's how they're conditioned. It's precisely what Bertrand Russell wrote about. The populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. Why? Because then you can keep them fluid, in a constant state of flux, moving in these movements like little sheep that are goaded along. Because if you don't do that, then sheep just stand around and look at shiny, flashy things and fall over upside down in ditches and things like that. Edward Bernays told us in his book Propaganda, and he wasn't guessing, as I always say, first chapter, opening words, organizing chaos. It's an esoteric title to chapter one. But his opening words, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is how it works. We see hintings at this from time to time. Martin Gillens and Benjamin Page, the study they put out, Gillens from Princeton, Page from Northwestern, their 2014 study based on 20 years of data, testing theories of American politics, elites, interest groups, and average citizens, told us in their study, if you read the just the synopsis at the beginning of it, you see they wrote, multivariate analysis indicates the economic elites and organized groups representing business interests have substantial impact, independent impacts on U.S. government policy, while average citizens and mass-based interest groups have little or no influence. Those organized groups representing business interests, that includes the defense and security industry, by the way, DefSec. We'll talk more about that. Think about the kind of influence they have. It is an industry built on intrigue and deception, sort of like the CIA, born out of Machiavellian intrigue and deception, quite literally. I've talked, you know, paraphrasing his remarks, speaking of Machiavelli, Machiavelli's The Prince. Chapter 20, he talks about this concept of creating phony enemies, Some say that a wise prince ought to, with craft, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember the quote exactly, but ought to, I should just look it up. Chapter 20. Anyway, I'll save that for now. But paraphrasing, some say a wise prince ought to, with craft, foment a false enemy, so that at the right time he can raise that enemy up and then defeat it, so that his acclaim will rise higher. That's roughly one of the translations of Machiavelli's The Prince. And who does that? Who creates phony enemies? Oh. Yeah, that's right, the CIA, Operation Cyclone, the Afghan Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Al-Nusra, the Khorasan Group, Lashkar-e-Taiba, etc., etc. Like I always say, go to the State Department and look at all of their radical Islamic jihadist organizations that are – they're bad. They're all bad. Where do they all come from? Where do they get the kind of funding and training that they need to actually be a group? Oh, yeah, the CIA. So who does that Machiavellian stuff? So the defense and security industry, DefSec, is an industry that's built on that kind of Machiavellian intrigue and deception. And yes, I am directly hinting at the Las Vegas incident. But we'll get back to that in a second. So again, Pike's letter to Mazzini. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Agent Tour. We're not thinking. And then Huckabee's words too. The Russian people weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. America is largely functionally illiterate. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, so I apologize for harping on this. I know it's not you, but I'm just – hopefully it's cathartic for you too. Hopefully I'm speaking for you too when I say it's frustrating to watch. I mean it when I say it literally sometimes feels like – you know, trying to communicate with people feels like that scene in I Am Legend at the end where Will Smith says, I can cure you. I can fix this. I can cure you. By the way, the irony there, which – is one of those suspension of disbelief concepts where we're, you know, it's a logical fallacy that is perpetrated on you and I to try to convince you and I that we are the problem because he created the problem. We didn't create the problem. But I digress. It's like that scene at the end of the movie where he's saying, I can fix this. I can heal you. Look, I can, and they can't hear him. They're not listening. They just want to kill him because it's what they do. Kind of like these bad guys who create this mess. You know, you ask these psychopaths, why do you do this? Why do you continue to destroy things? And it's like the old allegory, you know, the frog is carrying the scorpion across the water and stings the frog. Scorpion stings the frog. And as they're both drowning, the frog says, why did you do that? Now we're both going to die. And the scorpion says, I'm a scorpion. I sting things. It's what I do. So it's heartbreaking to watch. It really is. But hopefully this is cathartic for you. And hopefully, I don't know, we're doing something important. I need to get back to the Las Vegas stuff, though. So back through Jaron Lanier's book, You're Not a Gadget. Does this sound like what's happening? Non-persons today, automatons or numb mobs, composed of people who are no longer acting as individuals. And you look online, these kinds of people, not the 14th Amendment United States citizen person as defined by, I think it's 5 U.S.C. 551. Is that definitions or is it 553? Anyway, not that kind of person, but a flesh and blood man upon the earth, as they say. Not those folks. He's looking for those folks, but he's saying, the people are largely automatons, numb mobs. And if you look online, they are the articles and things are predominated by what he calls reactions that repeatedly degenerate into mindless chains of anonymous insults and inarticulate controversies. And I hear about this all the time. I'm sure you see it. You try to talk to people, and the reactions do just that. They repeatedly degenerate into mindless chains of anonymous insults and inarticulate controversies. But Jaron Lanier closed his preface with these words, "And yet it is you, the person, the rarity among my readers I hope to reach. The words in this book are written for people, not computers. I want to say you have to be somebody before you can share yourself." That's brilliant, unfortunately, in today's world. So Pike's letter to Mazzini. "The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agenteur. There are provocateurs everywhere these days, and since we're conditioned from cradle to grave not to think, but to react, as Jaron Lanier points out, this is precisely what happens in precisely the Marxist fashion that Mike Huckabee talked about in that quote that I mention often. So, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agenteur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world. So political Zionists, that's political Zionists, and Israel, that controversy that we can't, that it's always right there in the backdrop, isn't it? And then you have the Aaron Cohens that keep, every time there's something, speaking of politicizing an event, you have the Aaron Cohens of the world going around saying, "Well, you know, I mean, we should just do it the way Israel does it. We're already doing that. We talk on this network about how we're sending law enforcement, DefSec personnel, and others. We're sending them over there, and we're bringing that crap over here, how to treat people like dogs, and how to have a massive surveillance and security state." No, I don't. That's why this is America. If you want to be like that, go over there, Aaron Cohen. But this isn't there, and that's not here. We don't want that here. I don't want that here, because I know what that portends. But I digress. So the political Zionists and Islamics, don't we see that every day? The Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the specious, contrived and fomented conflict that we hear about, can't get away from that. We hear about that every day too, don't we? And while we're at it, I'm always reminded of the Balfour Declaration. Remember those words? And Quigley told us in the Anglo-American establishment, it wasn't Balfour, but Milner who wrote it. But those words... "It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine." What happened there? Oh, but Chris, those people that are there today, they weren't alive when that was written. Oh, okay, so their families don't count. Got it. "It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine." That's one of the biggest flashpoints or incendiary points in that contrived conflict. Even the Balfour Declaration said that, or I should say the Milner Declaration, but that has not been honored, is the point. So we have the political Zionists and political Islam colliding, being collided together every day, and people don't even know what those sides are. Again, inarticulate mobs, mindless controversies, as Jaron Lanier pointed out. "The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other." Is that happening? Sure looks like it. "Meanwhile, all the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, economical exhaustion." We'll talk more when we come back. Stick around.
Own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
And fighting the good fight, perhaps. Who knows? Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, already this Thursday, October 5th, 2017. Get to the point, will ya? Don't ramble, as Fred in Pennsylvania would say. And I don't mean that derisively, Fred. I think the same thing as I said when you mentioned that. I hope that it makes sense. I hope there is some intelligible, cogent information and point in there somewhere. So continuing, Pike's letter. This is what we see happening. And I'll just get to the point real fast in the segment. We'll move on. Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agent tour. We see that. Between political Zionists and, I would say, political Islam. That's what I call it. because it's not Islam, it's political Islam, in the same fashion that Pike talks about Christianity, but it's counterfeit Christianity that he's talking about. It's that brand that we see in books like The Union Jack, for example, published back in 1971. So the war must be conducted in such a way that political Islam, as I would say, and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. We see that on the stage these days, world stage, because it's all theater. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. This is what's happening, isn't it? We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. This is the point. And again, speaking of the DefSec industry, who benefits more? Ki Bono. Who benefits more than those folks? We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Aren't we seeing that? Isn't that what we see every day? Nihilists want to burn everything down, and atheists have no regard for life, generally speaking. I'm generalizing, but to make a point. And that's what we see happening. We're losing our religion, so to speak. And because of the frustration, the nihilists and the atheists are being brought up, so to speak. The destruction of everything, not just physically, but the tradition and institutions and things, that's happening, and the atheists have no regard for life. So this is what we see happening. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, etc., etc. You know how the end goes. But isn't that what we're seeing? Aren't we hearing from the pundits that, you know, this isn't going to end, it's John McCain's 100-year war, etc.? Well, you know, we won't see the end of this anytime soon. It sounds like this letter, doesn't it? From Pike to Mazzini. We'll get to the point in the Las Vegas stuff. Second hour coming up right after the short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.